Hello, welcome back to The Padded Room. I'm Kathy Garner, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, and click the Join the Discussion button too. Well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you are interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Joining us is our expert in senior technology engagement, Benjamin Smith. Welcome, Benjamin. Today, we're diving into an exciting topic, digital storytelling, sharing your life online.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here and discuss the art of digital storytelling.
Let's start with the basics. What is digital storytelling, and why is it becoming increasingly popular?
Digital storytelling is the practice of using digital tools, like videos, blogs, podcasts, and social media, to share personal narratives and experiences. It's gaining popularity because it allows individuals to connect with wider audiences, express themselves creatively, and preserve their memories in innovative ways.
That sounds empowering. What are some common platforms people can use for digital storytelling?
There are numerous platforms available for digital storytelling. For instance, YouTube and Vimeo are great for video stories, while platforms like Medium and WordPress are excellent for written narratives. Social media channels like Instagram and TikTok also provide unique opportunities for visual storytelling and reaching new audiences.
What tips do you have for someone just starting with digital storytelling?
First, find your unique voice and perspective. Consider what stories you want to share and why they matter to you. Next, think about the format that best suits your story. Are you more comfortable writing, creating videos, or perhaps recording a podcast? Once you've decided, start small. Focus on one story or project at a time.
That's practical advice. How can individuals ensure their stories resonate with their audience?
To resonate with your audience, authenticity is key. Share your genuine experiences and emotions, as this will create a deeper connection. It's also helpful to understand your audience and tailor your story to their interests. Using relatable themes or universal experiences can make your story more impactful.
What about visual elements? How important are visuals in digital storytelling?
Visuals are incredibly important. They can enhance your story by providing context and evoking emotions. High-quality images, videos, and graphics can help illustrate your narrative and keep your audience engaged. Consider using tools like Canva or Adobe Spark to create eye-catching visuals that complement your story.
How can digital storytelling be used as a tool for personal reflection and growth?
Digital storytelling encourages individuals to reflect on their experiences and emotions. By articulating your story, you can gain new insights and perspectives on your life. This process can also be therapeutic, allowing you to work through challenges and celebrate achievements.
That's a great point. Are there any particular challenges people might face when sharing their stories online?
Absolutely. One challenge is the fear of judgment or criticism from others. It's essential to remember that everyone's story is valid, and sharing can be a source of empowerment. Another challenge is privacy concerns. Individuals should consider what personal information they're comfortable sharing and take steps to protect their privacy when necessary.
What advice do you have for maintaining privacy while sharing stories online?
Be mindful of the details you include. It's perfectly okay to share your experiences without disclosing sensitive information. Consider using pseudonyms for people in your story and avoid sharing specific locations or identifying details that could compromise your privacy.
As we move forward in this digital age, How can storytelling evolve with emerging technologies?
Emerging technologies such as virtual reality, VR, and augmented reality, AR, are changing the landscape of storytelling. These technologies can provide immersive experiences that engage audiences on a whole new level. Additionally, interactive storytelling, where the audience can make choices that affect the outcome, has become increasingly popular and offers exciting possibilities for engagement.
That's an exciting future for digital storytelling. As we wrap up, what final thoughts do you have for our listeners about sharing their lives online?
Embrace the power of your story. Don't be afraid to share your experiences and connect with others through digital storytelling. Remember that your voice matters, and you can inspire, educate, or entertain others through your narrative. Take that first step and enjoy the journey of sharing your life online.
Thank you for sharing your insights on digital storytelling. This has been an inspiring discussion on the importance of sharing our stories in the digital world.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Kathy Garner and Benjamin Smith. Music by Khadija Renee and Jim Holton.